compassion is the strongest weapon you can hold against your adversaries. For if they fire ammunition of hatred or distrust to place that shield of positivity and sparks of understanding to hold out an open palm to be grabbed, accepted, or even declined, is the greatest ally you will ever have to your side. And it may be deemed as a cause, as a fight for the truth, but it needn't have the effect or the affected that the whole process entails. For that symbol of a peaceful time was often signified by the dove. So if man or woman attacks with that negative trait, you needn't find the effort or the energy of retaliation, for that shield that is peace, that is harmony, that suffers within the balance, will be the necessary protection, will be the necessary of guidance, tools, if you will. For within the harmony, chaos will always have a place. But the lesson is not whether chaos, destruction, and negativity exists, but the point that it does exist means the consequences have to be actioned. For if we can learn from those words, those feelings, and those thoughts, you will find harmony will be that truth. For if a fight is necessary, then maybe the fight should be fought within. For if we take the human psyche, that free thought of mind that prevails, you will find a fight, a battle, is always in place. For what we know is a fact, and what we feel could be a fact will always create that self-argument. Now I understand things that arise for any attraction of spirit. And I urge you to take what hope and comfort you can from the words. But you will always find that no one has a crystal ball. No one is able to foretell the actions followed by those consequences. It is within your heart and your spirit that you must find trust. For if you must link, you must learn to link with yourself. They often say that you cannot take a horse to water. You can never take Muhammad to the mountain. And the confusion that lies with any proverb or saying is that the opposite is usually quite true. We live, we breathe, we exist in a world of probabilities. Is it probable that the soul survives? Is it probable that action has to have a reaction? Is it probable that the spirit can be mended? Is it probable that communication is a fact? For many, the probability is at a lower percentage than with fellow man. That is neither right, is neither wrong. But you understand, if a percentage is a scale, then probability can go up as well as down. Now, the light that shines illuminates your very essence. Like flies, like flying insects, we are attracted to the radiance from within. So please, try never to extinguish that spark, that glow that attracts like minds. For the lessons you will gain from the lessons you have already undertaken, the blending has begun. But within the blending, the sharing of eternal knowledge, you must learn to accept the truths that are being offered. You may not find comprehension at this stage, but we hope that comprehension will be found. And I will leave you with this feeling, with this thought, and these words that echo from within may find resonance within your very being. That if you find love and you allow it to be your shield and your guide, then the pathway ahead will have direction, will have a purpose, will have an opening to a new wave, a new way of looking, of seeking, and within that understanding, your soul, your spirit will prosper.
Thank you very much. Are there any other spirit friends with us? Can you? Can you step forward and show yourself on Jamie's face?